And so we have some special things planned for today, and we're really excited that Ray put some very interesting guests together for us to chat with down here. And tell us where we are, first of all.
Well, we are in the Vintage Aircraft Association, Rose Memorial Plaza. And we're located right in front of the Vintage Hangar, and we have a beautiful area where we put on daily Vintage in Review. And it's the Rose Memorial Plaza. A benefactor, Mert Rose, give us this plaza as a memorial to her husband, Bill. And we're going to have her on here in a few minutes. And every day at 11 o'clock, we have a program in which we bring three incredible airplanes up, and we highlight the airplane as well as the owners. And sometimes the owners are more interesting than the airplanes, Jeff.
Yeah. Well, of course, the airplanes are why the owners are here, but obviously there's a passion that goes on. And keeping the vintage airplanes alive in this area of vintage is a huge chore, and you guys do a great job of doing that down here. Speaking of which, you know, we've got a lot of activity going on down here this week. And Susan, why don't you key in on a couple of key things? What's been happening the last couple of years?
Last couple of years, okay.
Since we were with you last.
Since we were last together here.
That's right.
Well, since we were last together here, the airport was pretty much closed down, the EAA, you know, like everything else, because of COVID. But we were able to get some contractors in, some subcontractors, and make some improvements on the ground. We had a landscaper to complete most of the landscaping. That's just about finished, which includes the entire Vintage Village, which includes Charlie's Park, and also further down is our Tall Pines Cafe, and we did a bunch of landscaping there. And we also made some improvements to our vintage hangar, which included roof vents to try to cool it a little bit, and fans. We painted the Tall Pines Cafe inside. We added new tables and chairs. And
the store, our vintage store.
Yeah, the store. Thanks to one of our contributors, we were able to completely rebuild the Red Barn. Interesting story about that. That building is about 100 years old, and it was just given to us because it was, like, no good. But over the years, volunteers and also professionals have gone in, and we've rebuilt the entire building, and it consists of two parts. And on one side, we have hospitality. The other side, we have a Red Barn store where we sell merchandise. But recently we completely redid the roof line, put a new wall in because the other wall was crumbling, and it's a great venue. That's our flagship building, the iconic Red Barn.
Yep.
And Susan, besides all the improvements we've made here, we're having a banner year right now. The airplanes have just came in just amazing. And you have some numbers for us.
I do have some numbers. Every night, Charlie Waterhouse, who's our vintage hangar chairman, and his team count airplanes. And last night, Sunday night, we had 1,034 airplanes. And the average for Sunday night is 626. So that's a 40%. That's 40% increase. The best ever before that was 770. And remember, that's Sunday night. Our peak days are Tuesday and Wednesday, but we completed, we filled up this field with the exception of 8 antique spots yesterday at 4 o'clock. We were totally full of airplanes, and we had to move them to other areas.
Wow, that is impressive. And, you know, it's not just vintage. I'm sure the entire, every venue is seeing those kind of improvement numbers.
I believe so.
Also in Vintage Village, I'd like to mention, we do have a bookstore here. For people, we take donated aviation books out of print, which are cherished by book collectors like myself, and we take those as donations, and we resell those at a very reasonable price, and then we take that money, and that's what we fund these improvements with.
If we have time, Jeff, mention the volunteers. We could not do any of this without all of our hardworking volunteers.
Okay, quickly on the volunteers. We have the largest volunteer contingent of any community, EAA community. We have over 600 volunteers. Most are flight line. Our flight line is 1.46 miles long. We have over 300 flight line volunteers. And then just to name a couple areas really quick, we have hospitality, a charging station, the bookstore. We own a cafe. We run a cafe, a restaurant where you can have breakfast. We have Raised Vintage and Review, the bookstore.
Yep.
And of course, we have our forums over there where we teach people, you know, how to maintain these vintage airplanes.
All right, super. Well, that's a really good kind of overall view of what's going on down here. Jay Monchi, we're on the fly. You're listening to EAA Radio.